Welcome to Fear the Boot. My name is Dan.
My name's Chad.
This is Beth.
My name is John.
And my name is Pat.
Happy 2012. Woo! You know, Christmas episode. Everybody does Christmas episodes. They're like, hey, Merry Christmas. Let's talk about holiday shit. You know what? I get so sick and tired of holiday shit. New Year's. New Year's is where it's at. I love New Year's.
You know,
that's just because you like champagne.
Dan, you have a whorish mouth.
Yes, thank he you. Does. And I love it.
I'm going to take
I
that
love
as
it.
Whorish as H-O-A-R-I-S-H. That's what
you
I...
You know, this is the thing. If you get passed out puking drunk at the Christmas party, you're viewed as a family pariah. But if you do the same exact thing at the New Year's party, it's like...
7 days
well,
later...
just into it.
You're like, high five! John, yeah!
I'm feeling you. And you know what? It's not just at Christmas. They think the same thing of you when you do it at your brother's wedding.
Well, you know, that's just not invisible.
They frown on our Easter Sunday
I
as well.
I blame him, though, because he took me to a wedding... His wedding, where
this
there
is
was
text.
A, yeah, this was text, where there was an open bar, and then he came over and started asking me my opinion on things after I was about 5 or 6 or 10 deep.
You know, my dad and his current wife got married.
This is seriously like loading a gun, pointing at your head, pulling the trigger, and then being mad at Newton.
So my dad and his current wife got married. Maybe it was her birthday party. I don't quite remember. Anyway, they had this big...
It was a good party. Either way,
it was a good... Really remember. Good party, right? They had this big reception, and like my family was there, the Wattler family, and it's not that I don't get along with them. I love those guys; they're great people.
No,
but
you hate them. You want to stay
no,
home?
No,
and
no, no. I love them to death, except that I don't have
Can't
anything in common with them. They're not nerds, right? It's all like baseball and kids, baseball and kids, baseball
I like
and kids,
baseball.
Right? I don't.
I love this story because last week, whenever the f- it was, we were talking in the car about the Christmas party you went to. And it blew me away because you said, so here's what they do. They're loud and they love baseball.
No. Wrong side of the That's Dawn's family.
Never mind.
Yes.
Next issue.
Next issue. So anyway,
no
I go to this
drinks,
reception,
sweetie.
Right? And it's like a whole bunch of my dad's friends, people I've never met in my life. I don't know. I either don't know anyone at this party. I don't have anything in common with anybody at this party. I go sit at the bar and it's like, it's a free bar and they have... I think it was Red Dog.
Red Dog.
On
a blast from the past.
This was like before I
it's
actually got
night.
Into beer and like appreciated beer. So like Red Dog was like, oh, well, that's premium, right? Well,
that's
it's
not Natty Light, so it's obviously a
know, yeah,
from a Belgian monastery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like frat water. So I'm like, hey, line them up. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there, pound them. I am the... lonely, drunk, alcoholic, alone guy at the bar pounding these beers. Don't
you
even
know what?
Know.
There are worse things to be.
There are. And I don't even notice it, right? I'm just like, oh, yeah, set one up. Boom, 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 boom. And my dad comes over and he claps me on the back. He's like, how you doing, Chad? And I expect to turn around to him and say, oh, Dad, you know, congratulations on your wedding. You know, Lisa's a fine woman. Having a great party. Instead, I'm like, all right, Dad!
Chad,
that was a great party.
Do you see this Darth Malgus statue up here?
Yes.
He was like a Ponies and Sunshine Jedi until you started talking about Red Dog, and then he turned into that.
He looks so angry. I love it.
He is
You'd be angry, too, if you had to drink Red Dog.
It's like, you got to start with, if you get into beer, I mean, I'm talking like into
beer.
You know, I like good things.
Mikey Mason's a beer snob.
No. See, I'm not a beer snob because... Look,
me thinks the lady doctor that's too much.
I work for Anheuser-Busch. I work downtown, and when I walk out to my car, it smells like beer. I work at the brewery.
My car smells like beer, too. That's just because I'm always drunk.
Listen, Budweiser Bud Light serves a place. Right? If I'm cutting the grass on
my stomach,
if I'm cutting the grass on a hot day, I don't want some imperial stout that you have to chew through. I want a Bud Light. That goes down like water, get you drunk, you can pound them back. Oh my God, on a hot summer day, yeah, Bud Light's where it's at. Now, New Year's.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Say,
you know, actually,
yeah.
They just got
Our
done
PSA
with this big drink responsibly campaign.
Your cardiologist.
I'm not going to tell you to drink, but if you do drink and you get in trouble and you're in the state of Missouri,
I just
314-725-5777.
I just got through. You know, it's like,
and it's not brown and green.
Or if you're in the state of Missouri and on a hot summer day after great exertion, decide to solve that with alcohol. 911. That's 911.
You know, some of us pay people to do that sort of exertion on their premises, sir. Not have their wives do it.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What are we talking about here? Because I think
Dan's
I'm starting to like
it. I'm talking about Dan. You divide the work in this house. You and Carla. I'm sorry.
It was mutual agreement.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I should say you and Carla. Married, mm-hmm. love each other, mm-hmm. great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You guys divide the work in your household.
That is true.
I know you. I've known you for how many years?
32-ish years.
32-ish years. Who does the lawn?
She does.
Who masterminded this doing of the lawn?
Actually, she did.
Because she is?
Venezuelan. I wish there was some other honest answer to this.
I was going to get you either on being a chauvinist or being racist. I was going to get you on one or the other.
Wait a minute.
But I got you.
Wait, so you're filling in for Chris this episode.
Hey guys, I'm from Iowa, and I think that blackface is acceptable humor.
It really helped their culture along.
I also have beneficial. Original Battletech art so on tacked up on my wall in no frame.
Boy. All right, so here's, wow. here's
my man.
Yes.
Mommy.
So...
So here's my gaming topic.
Straight to hell.
Oh boy.
For this among
gaming, them. I need more champagne. Because it's 2012 and it's
champagne. Thank you very much.
So if we're in
I'm out of this like snob lift your pinky up beer that I had. I drank 3 97 rated world class beers.
Lottie frickin'
Oh my god, they were delicious.
May all your candor be forgot.
What was that? What a
Margaret Weiss?
Something.
It was roughly French for the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Margaret is
like La Fin du Monde.
La Fin du Monde. And then I drank chocolate from anyway Colorado. It was great beers.
All right,
And then I drank this like Rotka champagne, but I'm so drunk, it's like this is Perrier to me.
Here's my question. Now, the answer to this
is that Duran. Is that Rio? Everyone, shut up! I hate this episode. I want to listen to Duran Duran. No, it's not that.
Rio is my.
You're not listening to Rio. Here's the question.
Call me when Rat comes on.
The answer to this.
Shut up! It came on and it was good.
Man, I'm listening.
Thank you, Chad.
I'm not.
You're welcome.
Look at him sucking up.
I smell like beer.
I don't have to suck
no,
up.
No, you don't. You smell like whiskey.
You may have.
I have seen. Thank you.
Battletech wife.
Beth,
I know.
Beth, let me tell you something. I don't have to suck up with Dan. I've seen Dan
naked.
His tidy whities.
He's never seen
I have
naked.
Never seen Dan naked.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, Jim looks like craps.
No. I picked the lock on the bathroom.
That's about what you'd have to do. I have seen it. I am outside of Dan's family.
The point is six.
And Carla. I have probably seen Dan the most naked.
The most naked.
The most naked.
I've seen him in his underwear.
Tidy whiteys.
Yeah, so you and I both.
Look at you.
I win.
I know, you always win.
You got to pay me $110.
I don't know what these lovebirds are doing.
6-5 against maximum odds.
It's no telling.
I'm broke.
Moderate this episode, goddammit.
You've seen me naked, right?
Mister, I tell you, I don't think anybody can really do the moderating as good as I can. If we can find somebody that did.
Well, I'm Dan. I'm the first among equals. It's not that I own the whole corporation. I'm just the moderating host. Yeah, like HNIC.
I think it is a brand, and the moderating, it's me. And I just don't think anybody else can really do it.
You know, Fear the Boot is a group thing.
Except I own it.
It's just I have the final decision and all the guns.
Yeah.
I own all the equipment.
You each bring your own little thing to the table.
Except
Pat,
when
you
I
especially
say
by not
don't
talking
bring
because
anything.
I don't let you. So, you know, you just can't ever talk on an episode because I don't ever say anything to you.
To be fair, the first time you told me you were going to be on a podcast, the first thing out of my mouth was, but baby, you don't talk.
And that's how I like
not
you.
Not during and not after.
Yeah.
So, good question.
Let's complete this sentence. I'm curious how each person would complete this. I would like to play blank, but have not had the opportunity. Now, this could be a
Boom,
game title.
I got so many answers.
This could be
this.
A title. This could be a genre. This could be a character. All right. So, do you want me to start or when do you guys want to start?
Why don't you start?
The thing that I...
Carla, bring me a beer.
The thing that...
Mow the lawn.
You're so good at it. Your people are so good at it.
Vamanos.
God, you're so racist, man.
God, we're driving to the
Cerveza.
You know, I am aware of the fact that we have listeners in the Latin American community.
Oh,
and I apologize to all of you.
You are so sensitive. Thank you.
No, we've gotten private messages from folks in Mexico saying, hey.
No, you know, that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have not made fun of any Mexicans. I've only made fun of Venezuelans.
That's right, because you married one. And so, like, that's allowed.
That's right.
You know, I got to give Hugo Chavez some credit. The man is on chemotherapy and he's getting fatter. You do that.
Well, there's some conspiracy theories there that have some basis in fact, but I'm not going to get into them because it'd be a huge political
Well,
tangent.
Okay, f*** him and f*** all tyrants, six separate tyrants.
Okay, thank you, CeeLo.
By the time we ring in 2013, his desiccated husk will be with Kim Jong-il and OBL, and no one will miss him. Anyway, Dan, what do you want to play?
All right, something that I've been wanting to play for a long time and have not had the opportunity to.
Military science fiction.
We're doing that every week.
Yeah, but that was the one I was going to give. There's a D&D character that I've been wanting to play for a
long time. The Bard.
No, he's
it's
not.
A bard. He wants to play a bard, John. He wants to play a bard. You know why?
Damn.
He's been inspired by Wayne.
Yeah. Oh God, that's why I want to play a bard. I said, Wayne, your role play is so great. You have a frying pan and you're a fucking failure. I want to be that way.
What's your name for what is Wayne? Wayne is
a gooch.
Gooch.
A
what
gooch.
Is a gooch?
A gooch is a perineum. It is the stretch of skin between your testicles and your butthole. Otherwise, that was
a perineum.
As a Wayne.
Yeah, there you go.
I was unaware of the technical.
You know what? I also like the frenulum.
The frenulum, yes.
Flicka.
Flicka.
Flick the frenulum.
My friend Flicka.
Yes.
Isn't that known as the taint?
Yes, it is.
I do know
some.
Sure.
I'm going to call episode. Wayne Flicka.
You, John, you and I know someone who has their taint pierced.
I don't know who it is, but I know who it is.
This has got to be
Tom Clemens.
No.
It's not?
It's got to be what?
No.
It's not Tom.
Let's take a walk.
Walker.
Yes.
It's Tom Clemens' best friend, or a friend of his, or I don't know, his pantheon.
On behalf of the rest of the world.
He also has his, I want to call it the sternum. Obviously, it's not the sternum, because sternum is like a bone, but it's like...
It's right up, the skin
right
over there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the needle they use to pierce you? It's the size of a damn ballpoint pen.
It'd have to be.
Oh,
that's like these people
have
there
was a character you wanted to play. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we totally.
There's a character I've been wanting to play for a while.
So you're saying you want your taint?
And it's a Noel. Oh wait, you already played.
Beth, instead of this question about being like what kind of role playing game you'd want to play, like if there was no consequence, like no pain, no infection, no social stigma, nothing
I'm
like
John
that.
Graham.
No.
Beth
no,
Roper.
No. Wait. Wow.
My voice dropped an octave.
My name is Pat. And I approve this ad.
If you could get any part of your body. Pierce. No pain, no infection, no social stigma, nothing. No one would everyone would celebrate it.
What the f- is
what,
be like
what,
a party?
It would. What part of your body would you get pierced?
I have enormous fear of needles, so nothing.
No, I mean it wouldn't even be a needle. It just like would appear
it would
there.
Appear.
It would magically appear there one day.
It would be the nipples. Thank
no,
you.
No, that's your
no,
thing. What,
no,
what
it would
Beth,
not. That would get
be?
In the way.
Probably. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah. Beth, Pat.
Since when do you start talking for me?
Yep. Since when do you talk?
Yes.
Since she was legally subsumed into Pat as an entity upon their marriage.
That's right. Thank you, John.
Beth.
Stop.
Beth, OBE it, or whatever the hell.
Beth, it magically appears in me.
Magically appears. I don't have to deal with needles.
No needle, no pain,
but
no
one
infection,
thing you have to
no
do is
social
answer thing. The microphone, not Chad.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Where would that piercing appear?
Probably like the belly button. But
belly
because everywhere else it gets in the way.
Mm. So anyway, Dan, back to your question, because that's really boring, a belly button.
That was anticlimactic.
Yes,
screw all of you. I don't really give a crap.
Yes, screw us. Yes.
So, there is a character.
What did you expect me to say?
I don't know.
Your taint. Vulva? I don't know. Your butthole?
How f***ing bad would that hurt?
No, there's no pain. No pain.
It doesn't hurt.
No
I can't
pain.
Get around no pain. I'm sorry. That's going to hurt.
Even the promise of no pain produces pain.
You don't think that would hurt after the fact?
No.
I don't have one, so I don't know.
Let me tell you, it would hurt after the fact.
I would get my pierced.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I'd get a Prince Albert.
I'd make him take it out.
No, actually, I wouldn't do that. I would get the little
Prince Albert's having your testicles or your scrotum pierced.
No.
Prince Albert's right through the shaft.
Oh,
well, Prince you could Albert's be like that guy top, we saw in Germany. He had like
I would do
wire.
That. I would do the one. I don't. It's the horseshoe shaped one. I'd get it like right through the tip of my. That's like right. This yeah. Right, that would be awesome.
I can't run this show.
You want to play this character.
I like that you're still holding a gun.
Yeah.
I know. He does this.
I'm a moderator. I moderate this.
This is not the loaded one. If this was the loaded one.
No, we'd still be going on because we're all half loaded.
The loaded handgun that you gave me at 11:59 after it had 10 shots of whiskey.
Why didn't you seriously try to go outside and shoot it?
Well, I did.
Half a bottle of Jameson in and you didn't think you'd go out and shoot it.
I thought it was one of those brinksmanship games. I didn't think you'd actually go outside, prepare, where are we going to shoot this? Like, nowhere. That's a felony.
You know, that's like saying, Pat, drop your pants and thinking, I didn't really think he'd do
that's
it.
That's not a crime.
I have no idea.
That's a crime. No, against humanity.
It's a crime in certain situations.
Right, but the point is that's a crime against nature. It's not like a crime against the law. So,
Dan.
The character that I would like to play, but I've only been able to play him a couple times, and in every game I've been in, the GM has been terrible. And incidentally, the GM is not involved with the show, so this is not some, you know, quiet slap.
I don't care that you hate my GMing. Go on.
Incidentally, his name rhymes with Fred Frotler.
No, this is not someone who is involved with Fear the Bear at all.
If Dan hates my game, I consider that a successful game.
The character that I've been trying to play for a while, so I had this character, and actually Keith Hurst has drawn
Fred Frotler in the Power 16.
Of a character portrait of him.
Next to Trixie McBooberton.
He's a bad GM.
Trixie McBooberton.
Is a mage.
Yes.
He came from like a wealthy family. Okay, everyone in the family is supposed to succeed at something.
Sure,
he was a screw up.
Okay,
not good at anything. They find he has some magical talent. Mm-hmm. They ship him off to a mage academy.
Sure,
he fails there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is doing
this real life.
No, I'm with no. Keep going. I'm with you. I'm like building this campaign in my head. Go.
He's oh boy. No good at this either.
Yeah.
Ends up in a town.
Who's Wayne?
No.
Basically,
Wayne's a gooch. This is a mage.
Hooks up with a bunch of adventurers simply because he has no other work. He can't even make it like as a town sage.
You know, my supposition, all D&D adventuring parties are unemployed bums.
And this guy is.
I agree with you.
Like,
I mean, they raid, you know, ruins and stuff.
They're
not archaeologists.
Robbers.
Yeah, they're grave robbers. I mean, they're unemployed.
I've always said that there must be something wrong with you if you're out adventuring, because otherwise you would be gainfully employed.
I brought this up on Kicked in the Dice Bags. It's just like, it was one of my character concepts of the week. It's called the karate bum. It's like somebody who's like so min-maxed, like they are the perfect martial arts karate guy.
26.
Well, what are they? They're the karate bum. They don't have a job. They don't have a future. They don't have any prospects. They're completely unemployed. No, this I'm down with this character concept. So
control this podcast.
Damn fan.
Oh, you got the point.
Yay me.
He's
point is 10.
Should be, you know, at least a couple levels in. But
big shock.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna turn their mic off.
Go for it. No, I'm there with you, Dan. All right, go,
I'm playing
go.
Crafts. Podcast,
but this guy's basically like level zero.
Okay, that was
there. Now their mic's off.
Okay,
oh, actually, that was your mic.
You can turn my mic off. Your mic picks my voice up. I'm such a loud talker.
Okay,
keep going.
Now I have their mic off.
Okay,
and now Bass mic is off. Basically, level zero cantrips disguise, total screw up. Ends up falling in with an adventuring party because of the fact that he's not even making it as a town trickster.
Right.
All
right. Right.
So ends up, they go way in over their heads.
Yeah.
And while they're down there, you know, dungeon diving in the Underdark, whatever.
Because that's all D&D is.
Exactly.
Go.
This is meant for a pretty traditional D&D campaign. They encounter a deep dragon, which is type of dragon that is unique to the Forgotten Realms.
Gotcha.
Deep dragon kills the entire party.
Uh-huh.
Except him.
Yeah.
Leaves him alive.
Does it kill his parents?
Nope. His parents are alive and well.
That's really weird.
As are all of his siblings.
Okay.
Maybe basically we'll die later. Looks at him, has a moment of some kind of divination.
Oh, shit.
Touches him, instills a part of its soul into this character, forever changing him.
Forever.
So from this point forward, he actually carries a piece of this dragon with him, does not know why.
Sorcerer, right?
Yeah, he's something like a sorcerer, does not know why, does not want to carry it with him, but is now, from this point forward, he's something like a...
Sorcerer.
A specialist mage. Except instead of a school of magic, his specialties are darkness and cold instead of heat and light.
Yeah.
And his opposition is heat and light. And
I've got a magical dragon.
I have this mic still off. I have this whole character worked out for it. And I've tried, you know, okay, the description. Okay, I recognize.
Why'd you make Gnarl?
Why did I make Gnarl?
And not this character.
Because your game did not allow for traditional mages outside of the elders.
It's supposed to be low magic. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this is a character, like I said, I have a much deeper character for it. I have a whole background history for him, more detailed personality. The flyby, I realize, sounds a bit shallow, but trust me, there's a ton of nuance to it. I have tried him in several games, and the GM has basically done nothing with this character.
Do you think that I would be able to run this character?
Yes, for one reason. There's this whole big question of why did the dragon spare him? What did it do to him? And what does it mean for his life if it's ever undone? That question is never answered because of the fact that the GMs that I've run it under have screwed this character every single time.
Why would they screw him? It's an interesting character.
I have no idea, but I have never had the opportunity to play this character in any meaningful way.
Cool.
All right, so, Chad.
Yes.
What about you? I'll go and turn some of their mics back on now.
Actually, I would like to play two kinds of games that...
$1,000 right now if this is a real show.
I think that there would be reticence with this group to play in, and I always get blasted. It's like when I say, oh, well, this group...
The question here was not... What would nobody let you play? It's what would you like to play that you have not been able to?
So what I would like to
this
play
is only
that
speaking
not,
historically, not
historically,
future.
I want to play in a modern, no fantasy game.
So present day,
yeah,
real history.
I can do that. We can just run out in the backyard with a bunch of
about like an XCOM game.
Yeah, we can do XCOM
because an XCOM
no
game,
fantasy. There's XCOM no doesn't have fantasy.
I was just curious if you meant by fantasy.
Oh, you should not just shoot that green at me.
Yeah,
because I was curious if by no fantasy you literally meant no magic or you meant no fiction.
No magic, no dragons, no Dresden Files, no modern fantasy. You know,
so not
like
urban
that.
Fantasy.
Or the other one would be a Western, and the fantasy would be like super light or almost Cthulhu level fantasy, meaning that nobody's flinging spells and it's nobody thinks magic exists and that sort of thing. And when it becomes prevalent, it's like, oh my God, sort of thing. Those are two genres.
So,
modern
without urban fantasy, urban horror.
Because I think that fantasy is, well, it's fun and people play it and I enjoy it and it's great. Fantasy's great. I think it tends to be the fallback. I wouldn't say exactly it's a crutch, but, you know, it's
the question, how do you make today interesting?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Whenever anybody has a genre or something where they're not creative enough to flesh the genre out, they always fall back to, well, we'll add magic.
Yeah.
We'll add fantasy. You know, it's like steampunk. Well, we have steampunk, but we got to explain steampunk, and it's just not interesting enough without steampunk, so we'll add magic to it. Shadowrun is the perfect example of that. You know, cyberpunk just isn't interesting enough, so we'll add magic to it.
But Chad, one of the greater sorrows of my life is that there is no magic. How awesome would it be in traffic if he could just go, move?
Well, that's, think about it.
Move, I want to cast Melf's acid
arrow. No,
magic. I want the force. That's what you want. I want to be able to
think
go
about
like this.
You guys see. You guys think
road.
In so narrow terms.
I am a firm believer. Anyone who thinks reality is not interesting enough hasn't read enough history.
Oh, I agree. History is
there is
what
some
stranger
you're
than
in
fiction.
Traffic.
Wild.
You're in traffic.
Oh, I agree.
You're sitting there, and then you go.
There's no Melf's acid arrow.
And then you go
exactly.
And then all the cars get out of the way.
There's the Melf's,
well. Then what about the 12 other people around you who are like whoop? And then their cars are in the way. And
see, here's the problem. I think that most people should not be allowed to drive cars because they can't. Think about the people you know. Think about the people you've seen driving. Then we're going to give them magic. That's not going to work out. If it would just be me, that would be okay.
Oh, so you want a fantasy realm
where it's just me, yeah.
Where it's just you. See, I want that in real life. Well.
What if there's a fantasy realm and you're the non-magical?
That would suck.
You're the mundane 99%.
Yeah. I want there to be...
I am the 99%.
Yes.
We just played that game. Pat just happened to be the 1%.
The 1%, yeah. I know. We occupied his castle for a while.
We did.
I would be very bitter. How about that?
I mean, it's like guns,
not
right?
Fiction.
It's like guns. I want guns.
How is this different than life?
Any kind of gun imaginable. Fully automatic, rocket launchers, surface-to-air missiles. I want it to be completely legal for everyone to have them, except I don't want everyone to have them. I want me to have them. And no one else.
Right. Amen.
Not the military, not the police, not anybody else. Just me. That's the only one I try.
That sounds okay.
It's like magic. I mean, you can't make a game out of that. That's just like ridiculous. It's either it's accessible or it isn't. It's accessible to a few and for a reason.
I'm with you, Chad. The only modern day game I've played that did not have any kind of fantasy in it, and actually I believe you played this, was, you remember years ago?
There was the military game.
Yes,
where we were special
Pelican
forces
friend,
and we were training people. That was incredibly fun.
Yes, there was a guy who was ex-military.
Mm-hmm.
He was a...
Surprisingly fun.
And he ran for us a game. I don't remember what system he was using, a homebrew or something.
Yeah, it was homebrew.
Where we played special forces, but not like commandos. It was like the force multipliers.
No, like airborne.
Yeah, we were force multipliers. Yeah. And our job was basically train and prepare a group to serve as an indigenous military force with
U.S.
sympathies.
We were parachuted in, and we had to train people.
Precisely.
And there was like all this
and
political
stuff. And there was
no
magic to it. Yeah. I mean, granted, it had kind of that Clancy-esque alternate reality, but there was no magic to it.
Right.
He found a way to make modern day
interesting. And I remember that when we started this game, we were like, wow, this is going to be super lame. And it was actually pretty surprising. There was politics, there was drama, there was tension.
And he made the combat brutal.
Yeah.
You got shot, you got shot.
Yeah.
You didn't lose 5 hit points. Your ass got shot.
That's pretty good.
Beth, what about you?
Like I said, I want it to be about me.
No. Okay.
See, you want Beth, the role-playing
That's
game.
Right.
Where there's Beth on a planet where every need is... need of Beth is met
That's
by
right.
all the other servants of Beth.
Oh,
we all
God,
play cobbler elves.
I have known you for like
every
more
need.
Than 5
I'm
minutes.
Teasing.
So,
no, seriously, I've never been able to pull off, and I've tried this a couple of times, like a sort of an assassin, sort of rogue. The last time I played in like a major campaign, I was the thief that could only steal pocket limp. It was amazing. It didn't
Say
matter.
Pocket limp.
Pocket
she did.
Lint.
Pocket lint.
How drunk am I?
I'm still not getting you. Pocket lint?
Pocket lint. I would pick people's pockets. They would have nothing. It was amazing.
Just picking people's pockets.
Oh, you would fill your own pockets with other people's pocket lint.
Yes,
gotcha,
sir.
Gotcha.
Keep up with me, Chad. Come on.
I'm really lagging behind.
That's okay.
I will drink more in
drink
an effort
more.
To...
Keep up.
Darth Malgus approves.
But it's not... What was it? Red Dog?
Red Dog.
Lightsaber.
But I've never been able to pull that off.
Why?
Well,
you want a Beth game about Beth?
Yeah, hell yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, that would be
with
boring.
The assassin thing. Why? What's been the issue?
Well,
with me, my character,
part
the,
of it
the
is
the GM's never used the character. The character's
well,
been
that.
Background.
There's that.
See,
but then it's also hard to do that in a group.
What GMs do you play with?
That's what I'm saying, Chad.
I mean,
the perfect
it's
GM
like
for
it's
this.
Like all these GMs are like no. My GMing style is yes or yes, but. I mean, come on.
You have to understand that this was being run in the group that I had spoken about before, where the centerpiece was the wife.
So why was that what kept you from being able to play
your
character?
That, and also it doesn't lend itself to a group setting. That's pretty much a solitary thing.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to go do anything, you're going off and doing it by yourself. And so either you're sitting around or everyone else is sitting around. When it comes down to it, in a group dynamic, are you gonna include everybody but one?
Do you know how tempted I am to run an actual play right now for you guys? I mean,
do you know that I would play in it with no reservations whatsoever.
I mean,
you know, John should speak into the goddamn microphone.
I mean, it's like Dan's got a character concept, Beth has a character concept, John can come up with one off his hat, and then Pat's like, "Oh my God, APs are evil," and then it's like I can run
a
game for that. Right now.
All right, John, what about you? You've always wanted to play blank. Once again, genre, title, character concept, doesn't matter, whatever.
Run.
But have never had the opportunity to yet.
Here is the thing. my perma concept that always kind of percolates with me, I actually just played. I have always wanted to play a sorcerer who has, like, dragon blood. In the last PFRPG campaign I played in, I did exactly that. I was, like, a level 6 sorcerer with white dragon template in Pathfinder, and it was f***ing awesome. And Coven from our Blood Moon campaign was the GM, the guy who played Zero at the priest. And it was great. So I don't have any more, like, I've always wanted to play this, but I don't, because I did.
There are characters I would like to revisit, but the one I listed is the only one I have never had the chance to play for real. So I'm with you in that, and that there are characters, ideas I've had in the past, but they found expression.
And I would revisit this character because it was awesome, but it is not unrealized. It has been realized. Yeah,
and I have a much longer list of characters I would revisit, but yeah. At some point, somebody let me play. For example, for years I wanted to play a monster character. In Chad's campaign with Gnarl, I finally had that chance. Would I revisit Gnarl or a character like Gnarl? Yes, absolutely. But
The
itch has been scratched. Yeah. I got to play my Jedi killer in a Star Wars campaign. Would I play him again? You better believe I would. In fact, I'm kind of playing him through Old Republic right now. But nonetheless, you know, I can say it's been scratched. This character who's kind of this dragon-touched thing, this failure, I've never had the chance to play him. I've played him in a few campaigns, and the GMs have just crapped all over the character.
Well, you need to stop playing with GM.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I mean, the GM, if you're a GM who says no,
here is
you're doing it wrong.
There's 6 people in our gaming group right now. I know at least 3 of us are savvy, experienced, competent GMs. Yeah. And the other 3 could be.
Dan, and this is a packet of undeveloped plot.
Hold on. Yeah. Dan, let me ask you a question.
There's nothing wrong with not playing.
Not in your situation. I'm talking like overall, in general, in your lifetime experience. Why do GMs say no?
I think...
Both for good reasons and bad.
Right, okay.
Why do GMs say no?
I think obviously there are several reasons, one of which could be...
Because they're gooches.
They think
They think the concept could be either imbalancing to their game or distracting to their game.
It's about the players.
But here's the thing. In this case, the character is perfectly balanced.
Oh, my character, my players are strong. I'll add 1 to the EL.
Yeah, I know.
Power.
I mean,
that was so hard. Oh,
well, but Sam, with this character, balance was never the issue. I think there was a different problem here where the game master, you know, I am a believer that there is a balance.
I got you.
A role playing game, it's about the GM story, it's about the players, and it's about the intersection of the two.
You know, I get you.
Right.
And I agree with you. And it's one of those things where I think we're saying the same thing, but in different language. I don't like to even make those distinctions. I think that the player's story, their characters, their background, their history, where their goals are, where they're trying
to go.
Let
me ask you a simple question.
Is the same thing as the story.
Let me ask you a simple question, though. Let's say in one of your games, we decide to just be total... gooches.
So Wayne is there.
Right. And we just sat in a bar doing nothing.
Yeah.
Is there a story that would be unfolding in the world without us?
Yeah.
Then that's what I'm talking about.
That's how I run my timelines.
Right.
I run a timeline where everything goes to shit.
So get back to answer your question.
I think ultimately
a game occurs at the intersection of the player story and the GM story. Mm-hmm. The problem that I have had where this character has never been utilized, I hand the GM packet of unresolved issues, background hooks, etc. But the game master has their story in mind. Your character is simply what happens to be there when that game occurs.
It's the plot wagon.
Exactly. They do not look at my character and say, wow.
When we were 15, that worked.
Yeah, and they don't look at the character and say, wow, here's a ton of questions I can answer and ways I can draw this in. They just see their plot and, okay, your adventuring party happens to be there.
When I was 15, I'd be embarrassed to do that.
When the mysterious old man gives you the ancient scroll.
I was 16.
Yeah, I know.
Run that
No, not at all. I demanded more of you.
Or you could get a bunch of people that were us and would constantly try to derail the plot wagon just because we wanted to derail the plot wagon.
Right.
If you're 15 and you're doing bad gaming, find a 25-year-old. They'll buy you beer. And then you'll be like, hey,
there's a lot more I can say right there.
But you know, that's what happened with John and I. John was like 16 and I was like in my mid-20s.
I was already savvy.
There's the point, though. There's the answer to the question. The Game Master didn't care about the characters. He cared about
Here's what I want to know. Pat?
Yep.
What's your answer?
What is your answer to this question?
Well, actually,
because I'm like primed. I'm like totally ready to run something.
Because you ran a spontaneous casting wizard, and if you want anything more than that,
now,
you're just a gooch.
I just need Pat's piece of the puzzle, and I can run an AP right now with the dice we have on this table.
I've actually been lucky in the fact that I, like John, have pretty much been able to play what I wanted to play. Mm-hmm. That I haven't really had a
character. Genre, campaign, system.
Oh well, genre. Anything. I've played
Star Trek is one I know you've.
Yeah, actually, very good. I the only one I haven't really played that I didn't want to play is Star Trek. I want to play Star Trek.
I can't fit you into this.
You're
in a whole.
I've done the fan. I've obviously done the fantasy. I've done westerns. I've done like I love Deadlands. I like the Deadlands system. I've enjoyed that. I've done. I'll say it was a modern X-Files type of campaign, and it was. I say X-Files because literally we played it in the early 90s, very early 90s, which was right in the X-Files time period. So that's why I say it's X-Files type campaign. That was actually a lot of fun.
And you know, I tried to watch that.
To me, that's kind of along with what you're saying, except it pulled in that paranormal aspect of it. But it was a modern day setting. It was actually set in our hometown, which was even cooler because instead of having generic map of whatever the hell Ville, it's Springfield. Yeah, it's down on Commercial Street. It's that place down there. It's like, oh, I know where that is.
It happens on Commercial Street.
So that was kind of cool. But yeah, Star Trek I would like to play. But as far as character classes, if I'm interested in it, I've tried it and played it and had relative success with them all. I haven't had an issue where I've had a GM that just, sort of cock-blocked me on the character. And,
no, that's because you've always been starting the show.
This was obviously kind of an unusual episode for a variety of reasons. To give the listeners sort of an update, basically right now, there's something I'm kind of going through, which is the fact that work is really tying up a lot of my time. And whenever I'm not at work, I'm pretty much so wiped out that all I do is I play Star Wars for a little while and then go to bed. I realized we didn't get an episode out last week. I will get two episodes out this week. This one plus a regular, and then we'll probably have at least a bonus episode next week, maybe two episodes to make up for missing that week. And as for stuff with the forums, private messages, emails, I know I'm way behind on a lot of those, and I apologize.
You're always way behind.
Well, I was actually doing pretty good there for a while. I was caught up to the point where I was only about a week or two late in responding, but work, like I said, just kicking my ass. When I'm not at work, it's like I just want to come home and veg. I'm so drained. I don't feel like answering emails and trying to figure stuff out. I just want to disappear from reality. But anyway, there should be two episodes coming out this week without any problems, so stay tuned for another one later this week. So thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great start to 2012, and we will catch you later this week with a regular episode.
See ya.